of faith. And this is something very important, something I believe that will really help you as you move forward in your walk with God. And it will really help you. I mean, something very important in the faith cycle, and that is rarely discussed. You need understanding the power of patience in the walk of faith. Hallelujah. I want to welcome those of you worshiping with us for the first time. I'm happy you're here today. If you're here for the first time, maybe the second time or the third time, I love you. I'm happy you're here today. God's word was not given to increase our knowledge, but to change our lives. I trust today that God's word will come into your heart and bring a great change in your life in the name of Jesus. I enjoin you to come around, and keep coming, and keep receiving God's word, to follow with all your heart and receive God's word. I believe next few months you won't even know yourself anymore, because you'll be in a totally different plane entirely, living the high life that God wants you to live in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Understanding the power of patience in the walk of faith. You see, it's one thing for a lot of people to understand and talk about faith, but we miss this place of patience and how patience needs to be added with our faith to produce results. And so let's begin. I don't know, where do we begin from today? Let's begin from 1 Samuel. Let's begin from 1 Samuel. I want to show you something. First of all, from the old covenant, consigning someone who did not understand patience in his walk with God. I'm wanting to start there. Take your Bibles with me. You can leave your place in 1 Samuel. We'll come there just now. Go with me to Isaiah chapter number 35. Isaiah chapter number 35. All right. Let's do it like that. If there's something really missing today in the body of Christ, it is this understanding of patience and walking with God to receive the benefits that God has in stock for our lives. The reason why a lot of people miss the things that God has in store for them is because they lack patience. They lack patience. Isaiah chapter number 35, verse number 3, the Bible says, "Strengthen ye the weak hands and confirm the feeble knees." Verse number 4. "Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with recompense. He will come and save you." It says your God will come and save you. And so from this scripture, I want to just begin. I'm going to show you a lot of scriptures, bring you to a place. From this scripture, we see that these people were in a difficult condition. They were in a tight place. They were being oppressed and marginalized. Because the Bible says they were of a fearful heart. But it says, "Be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance. Even God will with a recompense. And he will come and save you." So people were, they were the people that believed in God. Stay with me. People that believed in God, but we are in a condition that they did not want, that was not nice, was not interesting. And so the prophet said to them, "Listen, your God will come and save you. Wait patiently for him." Now, in essence, when he says he will come with vengeance and with a recompense, he will come. It means now, are you still here? He will come. It means now that they were in that condition and they probably expect that he would have come already, but he had not yet come. And so the prophet said, "He will come." I'm going somewhere. I just want to bring you to a place today. The prophet said, "He will come and save you." So they needed saving. And if you consider the fact that these people had a relationship with God, and we are telling them that he will come and save you, it means that they were in a place they that was not good, and they had to wait for God to come and save them. They have to wait patiently. God has a great work in store for you. God has great benefits in store for you. But the issue with us is that we are not patient enough to wait for God and to wait for the things that He has in store for us. So many times we are suffering not because of God, but because of a simple lack of patience. We lack patience. In faith, because I have faith in God, and many people think now that because I have faith in God, it will mean now that I do not have need of patience. But we see the prophet saying, these people have a fearful heart, come on, be strong. He will come with recompense. He will come and save you. The Lord will come with vengeance. That means somebody probably was doing something and they had to wait for God to come and, come on, avenge them. But between the time where we believe in God and where we say we are children of God and the time God comes to avenge, we have to be, come on, we have to be patient. Between the time God gives us the promise and the time that we see the manifestation of the promise, we have to be patient. That's something else. A lot of people miss it. A lot of us miss it. We have the promise from God, and in because of a lack of patience, we rush in and the wrong timing. Listen, trusting God, and trusting God does not have to do with leaving Him with the how only. You also have to leave Him with the when. I said trusting God does not have to leave Him with the how only. Because I told you sometime, trusting God will mean that you release the how to God. But today I'm telling you, you're not only just releasing the how shall these things be to God. You are also releasing when shall these things be to God. Because in His time, He will make all things beautiful. We have need of patience. It's important. Now people say, God has given me a promise. He told me of something. And I've not seen it yet. And so get what happens. They begin to. A lot of people, God gives them a word concerning a business. I'm talking to you now. Concerning a business. You verge into the business. You just enter into the business. And maybe some few weeks, some few months. And it's not the way you thought it would be. And guess what? You walk away. But remember, God told you, go and do this. God, you gave you an assurance in your heart when you stepped out to do this. Come on, are you still here? There was an assurance in your heart. You had the faith, you went in, but you did not see what you wanted to see. And so what happens? What happens to many people? They lose patience. See, your patience is very much connected to your faith. When I came earlier, told you, make a bigger, greater, better. I told you the place of courage with faith. Today I'm telling you the place of patience with faith. I don't have faith in God, but I must have patience also in God. If my faith must produce results. If I must see the results of my faith, then of necessity I must have patience. Come on, do I have people in church? It's concerning not just your business, not just our relationship with God, but also concerning our faith. Our faith concerning God. And the things He has said concerning our lives. People around us. We're not patient with people around us. Hey, I'm with Mr. J, and me and Mr. J were walking. I felt strongly that Mr. J was going to do stuff and this stuff and do this stuff. But today, he's not meeting up with all I thought he was. And I told you about relationship last week. And so before Mr. J can even say, Jack, I'm out. A lack of patience. Before you know anything, 5 months from that time, Mr. J becomes somebody else. And then, you see, what caused that relationship, all that problem in this person's life? A lack of patience. Many a times we blame the devil for what the devil has no business with. I tell you the truth, it's not the devil, it's a lack of patience. It's not the devil. Many of you have been in places that you struggled to be in. I don't understand how somebody will struggle for 5 months and 6 months and 7 months and 8 months and 1 year to be in a place, and has been there patiently struggling and being there and close to the time when he ought to reap the reward. Guess what happens? A lack of patience comes in, and then he walks away. And then many people say, guess what? Guess what the shout. You know, you guys are always fond of doing all these kind of things, you know. And so when you come to church here and you begin to worship here, you begin to hear the word of God, and we need to know God, and we need to love God. Do you know patience is a fruit of the Spirit? It's a fruit of the Spirit. In fact, when the Bible lists the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter number 5 and verse number 22, it says long-suffering. Long-suffering is a higher form of patience. Because we lack a fruit of the Spirit, we are suffering. And guess what? Who we are blaming? We blame the devil. You are ready with this business. You started this business. Let me tell you. Let me give you this. A lack of patience will lead to a lot of loss. I think that's how you put it. A lack of patience will lead to a lot of waste. That would be better. A lack of patience will lead to a lot of waste. Let me explain that. Are you still here? Come on, are you still here? If you're here, say amen. Amen. If you've gone home, shout hallelujah. Alright, please come back. I need you here. You have to hear every word. You not just hear the general thing that I say. You have to hear every word. Come on. A lack of patience will lead to a lot of waste. The reason why many people are broke and they are out today, the reason why many people they are suffering, it has no business with the devil. It has a lot to do with your patience. I start a business. Come on. Invest 80,000 before it begins to yield. A lack of patience sets in. I walk away. Guess what you do? You say it doesn't mean anything. You know what you do? You start another business. It doesn't mean anything. You know what you do? You start another business. After starting 5 businesses, guess where you are? Broke. The person who started that business with you and waited for some few months, waited for some few months, 8 months, 7 months, and the person who stayed that long and waited 9 months, after some time, bam! You haven't started 5 businesses. Where are you? You see, and that's the point, is the devil. It's not the devil, it's a lack of patience. A lack of patience leads to a lot of waste. You are with Mr. A. Come on, I'm pointing here, I'm going here. You are with Mr. A. You're walking through with Mr. A. And things are not just going as you thought it would be just now. Some of you to just relax and, you know, and just keep walking and patiently wait. He will come and save you, the Bible says. Come on. He will come and save you. The Bible says in verse number 4, come on, look at it again. Say to them that are of a fearful heart, be strong, fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, even God with a recompense. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall what? Be open. And the ears of the deaf shall what? Be unstopped. There was going to be miracles there. There was going to be power in that place. If they would what? They will just be patient. The eyes of the blind shall be opened. The ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap up as an hart, and the tongue of the dumb sing in the wilderness, and for in the wilderness shall water break out, and streams in the desert. That's a place he will come and save you. But they were there and lack of patience. So, listen to brothers and sisters. What we need to do is develop the fruit of the Spirit. I'll tell you a story now. And so when I said to turn there just now, I told you to turn there just now. And because I didn't want that to be the first. But so let's go there now. Go with me to 1 Samuel. Sorry, to 1 Samuel. Yeah, chapter number 13. You know the story of Saul of Tarsus. You know the story. But I'm going to show you another perspective of it. 1 Samuel chapter number 13. I'm preaching now. You know, the story of Saul that you know and are familiar with is the story of Saul, come on, is the story of Saul from chapter number 15. And in chapter number 15, you see God comes, he gives an instruction to Saul, and he tells him, go destroy the Amalekites. And that's chapter number 15. And so you read into chapter number 15, and Saul at chapter number 15 doesn't destroy the Amalekites. You have to stay with me now. He doesn't destroy them. He comes back, and someone comes to him and says, what have you done? And Saul says, I saved the best for the Lord to sacrifice to the Lord. The people did that. And he said, come on. And then someone was going, and then he held on to Saul, and then he tore his garment, and then Saul says, the kingdom of God is ripped off from you. That story was the story that described the manifestation of the lack of patience in the life of Saul already, that has already cost him the kingdom. You don't know this story. So that's chapter number 15. I'm going two chapters behind to show you something. In chapter number 13. Are you there? He lost it very early. Oh my God. It was 11 p.m. yesterday. I told the pastor, I said, get this thing out. Get everybody to be aware. I'm teaching this stuff today. 11 p.m. If you send it, I'm sure if you saw it. I told them, I mean, the Lord gave me a prophetic word for the people today. Not just you, I mean, the body of Christ entirely. A lot of people are missing God. A lot of people are suffering because of a lack of patience. God was about to break through there. You walked away. He was about to break through there. And you walked away. He was about to break through here. And you walked away. It's a lack of patience. Stay with God. He will come and save you. In chapter number 13 of 1 Samuel, the Bible says, Saul reigned 1 year. And when he had reigned 2 years over Israel, Saul chose him 3,000 men of Israel, whereof 2,000 were with Saul in Michmash and in Mount Bethel, and 1,000 were with Jonathan in Gibeah of Benjamin. And the rest of the people he sent every man to his tents. Are you still here? In verse number 3. And Jonathan smote the garrison of the Philistines that was in Gibeah, and the Philistines heard of it. And Saul blew the trumpet throughout all the land, saying, let the Hebrews hear. And all Israel heard say that Saul had smitten a garrison of the Philistines, and that Israel also was had in abomination with the Philistines. And the people were called together after Saul to Gilgal. And the Philistines gathered themselves together to fight with Israel, 30,000 chariots and 6,000 horsemen, and people as the sand which is on the seashore, in multitude. And they came up and pitched in Michmash, eastward from Beth Heaven. When the men of Israel saw that they were in a strait, for the people were distressed, then the people did hide themselves in caves and in thickets and in rocks and in high places and in pits. And some of the Hebrews went over Jordan to the land of Gad and Gilead. As for Saul, he was yet in Gilgal, and all the people followed him trembling. Verse 8. And he tarried 7 days. Come on, everybody say 7 days. He tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. And Saul said, bring hither a burnt offering to me, and peace offering. And he offered the burnt offering. And it came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of the offering, the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. And Saul went out to meet him that he might salute him. Come on, are you still here? I read the whole thing because I wanted to get the whole picture. I didn't want to jump into verse 8. I'm coming 7 days. But Samuel didn't come. So he said, bring it. But do you notice that immediately? He finished, Samuel came. How many times have you been at a place of breakthrough? Immediately you see this one fall, you turn away and walk away. You will know that when you are closer to the daytime, to the shining, it becomes a little darker. You were almost there. Oh, you're always almost there, and then it ends. And then, I know if the guy was a Nigerian, they would have said it was his village people. Look at this. Look at it. No, look, village people. And verse 11. And Samuel said, "What hast thou done?" And Saul said, "Behold, because I saw that the people were scattered from me, and that thou camest not within the days appointed, and that the Philistines gathered themselves together at Michmash, therefore said I, the Philistines will come down now upon me to Gilgal, and I have not made supplication unto the Lord. I forced myself therefore and offered a burnt offering." And Samuel said to Saul, "Thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandment of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee. For now would the Lord have established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought him a man after his own heart, and the Lord had commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee." And guess what? We're all in church today, all wearing our nice clothes, and we're sitting down, confused. Confused! He said 7 days now. He didn't come 7 days, so it's okay. Guess what kicks in after 7 days? Guess what ought to have kicked in after 7 days? Patience! Patience ought to have kicked in. He said 7 days. Because you see, the man said 7 days, he didn't come, and guess what he saw? People were leaving him. We were going away. He was looking at the things from here. He said, "All right, I need to do before this will come. Leave, come on. The Lord is coming. Come on. He will come and what?" He didn't read the passage with me. The Philistines were going to come. They're going to overpower me. They're going to kill me. They're going to do, "The Lord will come and save you. Wait patiently for him." Nothing would have happened. But he didn't. He offered the sacrifice he ought not to have offered. It was here that you didn't know. Of course, I don't know if you've read the whole thing before. It was here that he lost it. He lost it for lack of 2 years into his reign. He continued. He continued. But he did not become all that he could have been for lack of patience. For now, your kingdom, the Lord would have made your kingdom to be forever. But now the Lord has sought somebody else. Why? Lack of patience. Was not patient with the Lord. Come on, I'm talking to somebody here. I want to say something to you now. The Lord, many times, you see, is patient with us. You see? But we are not patient with the Lord. I'm still preaching. I'm still preaching to you. You might not be here, but I pray for the people that are here to hear me. Many of them, the Lord is patient with us. You see, because the Lord could consume us for our errors, for our misdeeds, our faults, and the stupid, ignorant, nonsense things that we do. But he doesn't. He is patient with us, hoping that someday we will get it right. The Lord is patient with us, and he says, "All right, I know he's not where he should be, but I'm patient. I'm not gonna just end this thing here, because I know that he's going somewhere. I know he's gonna be better than this. I know as he continues to listen to the word, he will get to where I want him to be. So I'm not gonna take any action. This piece of stupid he just did, I'm gonna let it slide. I know that's a patient God. The Lord is long suffering, the Bible says, towards us. But guess what? We, towards him, give me now. Or, you see, the Lord is patient towards us, but we are not patient towards the Lord. Take it, well, let me show you the scripture. Have you seen Saul here? You see the story? There's no point to go over it again. The man missed God. It came to pass, verse number 10. Come on, let's look at this again. It came to pass that as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came. As soon as he had done. How many times are you at the point of breakthrough and you walk away? How many times were you at that point of making it before you give up? Give up so easily. Remember, the girl just come to our church. Look at your church. There's the point of making it, but you walk away. From people, we are at the point of being helped, and they walk away. And guess what? They say it's the devil. Brothers and sisters, this thing has no real business with the devil. It's a fruit of the spirit called patience that you lack. That's what Saul suffered from. It was 1 year. I want to do this maybe 2 weeks. But if you see, the Bible says Saul reigned 1 year, and when he had reigned 2 years over Israel, that's verse 1. Saul reigned 1 year, and when he had reigned 2 years, just 2 years. He lost it in 2 years because of patience. A lack of patience. A lack of patience will lead to a lot of waste. We invest here. Some people come, you know, after pouring 5-6 years, lack of patience in the fruits. You know how patient the Lord has been with us, humans? Come on. Millions and millions and millions of years. Patience. Take your Bibles. Let's look at that. In 2 Peter chapter number 3. 2 Peter chapter number 3. I think for a lesson in patience, you might need to get yourself a plant. Or you might need to just get yourself married and get yourself a child. Just now, quickly, just say, you're going to learn patience. Some people get frustrated. You're doing something. It's not working. You're trying to fix something. You're trying to fix it. Please, Chris, no. Come on. Confess. No nonsense. Those colors, they'll be. Wait. Guess what you do? Alright. Just tell again. Why did you just cut it just now? A lack of patience leads to a lot of waste. You just wasted your time. The thing you hit and scattered and said it didn't work the way you should work, you're still going to get to do it again. And you just wasted your time. You're going to start from the beginning again. Come on, I'm preaching to somebody now. I'm not just talking about spiritual stuff in the heavens. I'm talking about something concerning your life. I'm talking about something that you learn and you begin to live and you begin to prosper. You begin to prosper. I'm telling you, you begin to prosper. Prosperity will enter your life when patience enters their life. I'm telling you now. You are there. You do it. Stay there. Some people are learning a business. You're learning a business. You're at the point. You're learning the stuff. Just because the man said this and the man did this, the man's wife now came and spoke to you anyhow. You throw it away. I'm going to start again. I can throw the 20,000 away. I paid for the business. Don't get back. Cha-cha. No problem. You start again. Who do you hurt? Sometimes they were already thinking about making you something, about helping you somehow. And because of a lack of patience, you walk away. The higher form of patience is what the Bible calls long suffering. This step. The Bible says patience. I checked the Greek. It's patience. Long suffering is patience that waits long, as the case is. That's what I was putting. So long suffering. No, just waits long. Just long suffering. It's still patience. Just now stretched out even longer than patience would have. So I just said the best way to communicate it for you is a higher form of patience. That's the problem. You are already there. Saul was already there. The offerings were there. But if you count how many times Saul has goofed up, thunder didn't strike, lightning didn't kill him. 7 days you said you will come. If you just waited a little more, maybe some extra 8 hours. He told us it was the 8th day, because he said he was going to come the 7th day. And so he didn't come the 7th day, probably in the morning, and he said, let's do it. Immediately he just did it. Samuel just came. Immediately he just walked away, the guy just became a millionaire. See? My village people. I said to turn your Bible somewhere, right? 2 Peter chapter number 3. Look at it in verse number 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. No. But it's what? Long suffering to us word. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So the Lord has it too. He has this thing called long suffering. He has patience, even towards you. That many should come to repentance. If he wants to end the thing, he can end the thing. But he says, no, I'm going to wait. So if this is an attribute that the Lord has, and we see it in scripture, you and I must have it too. Come on. I need patience in my life. A lot of people have come someplace, and you too can get someplace in your life just because of patience. Stay there. He will come and save you. He will come with vengeance. He will come with recompense. Somebody maltreats you. Somebody is maltreating you. Not like we read just now. Yes, he said he will come with vengeance. He will come with recompense. That already tells us that these people were in this place where they were being treated harshly. They were being treated wrongly. He said, he just said, you will now by yourself take matters into your own hands. And guess what you can do? The smartest thing you can do is to what? Walk away. But when the Lord was going to come and recompense him, and with vengeance, where his eyes was going to be opened to see what, to see that what he was doing was wrong, and then, come on, all those years of suffering and pain, come on, to give you back, you have already gone. We need to be patient with people. Patient with people. Have you been with somebody? Come on, stay with me. Stay with me. Have you been with somebody who doesn't know what he's doing, and you've been around that person, and you're trying to help, or you're trying to do stuff, and it seems not to be working, and your best thought is to just... But that is good. But have you seen... I have seen... I'm talking about myself now. I have seen that many times the person gets to learn what we hope for the person to learn later and change and become better, but you have already walked away. I don't know how best to give you that without a long story, but the story, long and short, is that being a part of an organization was going a certain way. I could point this flaw. I could say this is not this is not it, that is not that, and I said nah, you know, and it's not going to work, and I walked away. And before long, this whole thing was put together and corrected, and bam, we're going forward. Come on, you got to be patient with people. God is still working on them too. Are you looking? Guess what? You have to start again. You are starting again. But guess what? They're not starting again. God is working on them too. Come on. Are you still here? God is working on them too. So be patient. The Bible says God is long-suffering to us all. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of the truth. That all should be saved, come to repentance. It's patient. So you see, God has the attribute of patience. God is patient towards us, but we towards God, nah, we're not. Consider the man David. Are you still here? Are you still here? Not here. Consider the man David. David had opportunity to become king immediately by killing Saul. So imagine now. I can't turn all that scripture. I'm not interested in that. You know this story, so there's no point to turn the scripture. I just thought, no, they know the story. There's no point to turn the scripture. So, David now, 2 years into Saul's reign, if God finds him, someone anoints him king, alright, you're going to be king, in the presence of his brethren. But many years later, Saul was still king. He even served under Saul, and Saul tried to kill him. He ran away. David now had some men with him, became a little strong some way, but he had now opportunity to kill Saul. Immediately he killed Saul, everybody knew already somewhat that David was going to be king. I said everybody knew, not because I'm making things up, because somebody later who claimed he killed Saul came to David and said, the guy is dead. Why did he come to David? Because he knew that David was going to be the next man. So everybody knew somehow. And guess what? He had the opportunity not once, not twice. No. That's what? Patience. He became king God's way. Patience. So God has given a promise. Come on. God has given you a promise. You know, there are many things the Lord has said to me that I've not seen. I believe I'll see. Come on, are you still here? Many of us judge things too quickly. You just meet somebody, before 5 minutes you are done with your judgment. Who are you? You got to be patient with people because God is working on them. The lady you write off today as nothing, she's nobody. Tomorrow, God finishes his work on her. Come on. You are amazed. You were already the God favorite. You already knew everything. But when God is working, come on. Patiently working on that person. But who are you not to be patient with that person? If God is patient with you, why should I not be patient with you? Cast him out. He's nobody. And then guess what? He becomes somebody just now. Because God's work will finish one day. Patient with people, I've said. Come on, what about patient with yourself? Will you be patient with yourself? God is working on you too. Some of you are angry with yourself. You are angry with the stupid stuff you did. But God is not. He is patient with you. You need to learn patience towards yourself too. God is working on me. Come on, say, God is working on me. You need to be patient with yourself. So we looked at David. David was patient and became king the God way. If he had killed Saul, if there had been impatience, he too would have lost the kingdom even before he started his rule. Are you really in church? This is tough. If he had killed Saul, he would have lost the reign before he started. And Abraham, we know his story very well. We know the story of Abraham very well. Take your Bibles. Hebrews chapter number 6. But I'm going to show you in Hebrews chapter number 6. Verse number 10. For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have showed towards his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. So how did they inherit the promise? Faith can never stand alone. It is faith and patience. A lot of time we've applied faith. Let me give you this example. A lot of time we've applied faith. Faith is this: I have gone to the place God said to go to. Come on. He said, I've started the business God said to start. Faith is the I have got there. Patience is I wait there till I see what he said. Who through faith and patience obtained it? So faith is, because many of them we start. You know, I think I've done this work before. I told you about that starting thing. We start. You know, we talked about it just now when we were talking about the woman searching for the lost coin. We start searching the house. You check here. I've not seen it. And guess what? You give up. And you lose a lot. But you check, you stay there. Did he not say it was in the house? If he has said it's in the house, no matter how big this house is, no matter how dirty this house is, I'm going to stay here. Since he has said so. So faith says, I've gone to the house, I'm doing the cleanup, I'm looking for the lost coin. Patience says, I look for it till I find it. Who through faith and patience obtained, come on, the promise. Verse number 13. Go on. We're not done yet. For when God made promise to Abraham. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, come on, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. So Abraham, after he had what? Patiently endured. That is long suffering. Abraham, we call Abraham when we stand, we say Abraham is the father of faith. So we discuss a lot of faith. We talk about speak the word, heck the word, that the word. And then we forget to know and to teach that Abraham, after he had patiently endured, obtained the promise. We Come on. A culture we have today, even in the church, is a devilish culture in the church. They want to plant corn in the morning, and in the evening, they reap it. Bible says the seed is the word of God. It says the seed is the word of God. And so, you sow the seed. Guess what? You wait. I'm waiting on the word of God. Brothers and sisters, I've seen I'm at a place in my life now. 4 years ago, 5 years ago, it was a promise. Today I'm there. I say, thank you, Jesus. And so I know for certain, oh God, I've been patient coming this way for a long time. You just met me here and say, He's here. No, I didn't start here. It was three people sitting on the floor in Sport Complex, University of Benin. Are you still here? Say, oh, and guess what? You just want to jump in from here. No. You see time and then what? Harvest. You see a glimpse of it already. Don't worry, you say, where are you seeing it? Don't worry, relax. We are seeing a flood from everywhere. It's coming, it's happening. It's happening. He will come and save you. He will come and your vengeance would recompense patience. If you were just patient enough, you would have entered into the promise of God for your life. A lack of patience leads to a lot of waste. The Bible says Abraham, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Take your Bible to Hebrews chapter number 10. Look at what the Bible says in verse number 35. Verse number 35. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. Are you there? Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which had great recompense of reward. Verse 36. For ye have need of what? Patience. You have need of patience. That after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will what? Come. And will not what? Come on. Did you read the Isaiah prophecy we read just now? Isaiah 35. Say to them who have a weary heart, do not be afraid. He will come and save you. He will come with recompense. He will come with vengeance. Did you see that now? And then in verse number 36, he said, for ye have need of patience. And after ye have done the will of God, ye may receive the promise. Verse 37, for yet a little while. Come on, tell your neighbor, yet a little while. Come on, tell your neighbor, yet a little while. For yet a little while. And he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Do you see the connection between this verse we just read and Saul's story in somewhere? A little while. This is that when we're talking about is just a little while. It's just a little while. You're already there. It's just a little while. Say for yet a little while. Immediately he finished, Samuel came. Just a little while more. You're already there. You're already breaking through to the other side. Just a little while. You're already filling the bucket. Come on. If you're going to take water, fill the bucket. You begin to get tired. Come on, have you filled the drum before? You feel the drum. You begin to get tired. Just one more bucket and the drum is full. One more bucket. We are here not again, and you need a full drum. A lack of patience. You see, you begin to get tired. So I'm talking to people who are real today. I'm talking to you because I'm real too. I get tired too. Lord, how long am I going to do this? How long do I keep, you know? How long? I did thought by now. I would have thought that by now you would have, you know, expanded me more. I know you give me a great word, a great ministry to teach the people. And I would have thought that by now I'd be here. But I'm tired. Do I just, you know? I'm tired, but... yet a little while. Alright, so I'm waiting a little while. A little while might be another 3 years. And what pastor takes the nations? He says, I've commanded, before the Lord has commanded us, that we should be for light to the Gentiles, and that we should be for salvation to the ends of the earth. Is it us? He's talking to, yes, is the word he gave to us. Is it this us? It is this us. But this us that is saying it, nothing is working now is different from the us that I spoke to many years ago and said, we're going somewhere. And so, I understand that with patience, the promise of God is born. So, he says, we'll be for salvation to the ends of the earth. I believe, and I patiently wait for it. I'm not going to allow somebody's lack of faith to stop me from standing, to waiting to see the promise of God for my life. I'll wait a little while, maybe another 3 years, maybe another 5 years, maybe another 7 years, come on. Maybe just 10 years more. 10 years more, I've already gone 11 years, maybe 10 years more. He said, no, it cannot happen like that. When the Lord turned again our captivity, we're like them that dream. You see, he said he will come. You know, when he comes, there's a difference. I don't know if I'm preaching now. Come on. He will come. He will not tarry. Immediately he comes. You could be in five. But immediately he comes. It's no longer five. It's no longer 18. It's not 32. You see. So you are saying, no, if he now comes, we will not start. No, once he comes, everything is settled. So it just takes his coming. Just wait. We just wait for the Lord. Take your Bible to Psalm 40. I don't know if I'm still preaching to you. But if you are here, you need patience for your life. You need patience for your life. Part of the problem we have today in the world. It's painful, I say, in the world, but I quickly have to add, immediately I say that, in the church. The world has taught the church a lack of patience. We all want to make it. We all want to be millionaires tomorrow morning. You would expect that I would stretch my hand now, and bam, you millionaires. And if I'm not going to do that, I go, I need a place where they're going to do it for me. Now come, wait. If God is not going to do it, come on. I have to do it some way. 100% of the time. Not 90% of the time. 100% of the time. The some way is usually the devil's way. It's an off way. Come on. It's out of God. Once it's out of God, it's error. Come on. I was just at a funeral some days ago, and the Reverend Father was talking about how I had to go. And the Reverend Father was talking about, and I was glad I was there. Just imagine what I'm sharing with you now. I came from there. It's a touching point from what I'm sharing with you, and I'm sharing this, and I'm seeing connection to what he said. And he said, I was sharing, I'm talking to you today. Listen to me. He said, I'm trying to get my uncle to get saved and get my uncle to come to Christ, but he's not. And he said the reason why he will not come to Christ is because the people who come to him are Christians. So there's no point for me to become a Christian. The people I see, say, who do you think I see? Who do you think comes to me? So they are Christians. So you are telling me to become Christian when the people who come to my place are Christians. You know what we lack in the church is the lack of patience. You won't read the word of God and stay with God and pray and just fellowship with God and love God and begin to grow and prosper. You can prosper God's way. It might take some time, but you can prosper. You can make it. It takes some time. There's no, you don't need to cut corners. See what Christians are doing. Why? Can't wait. Can't wait for God. And once you miss that way, you go your own way. You miss God's way. You go in error. The Bible says something I love so much. It says, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and added no sorrow with it. It means there are other ways of going about it, getting it, come on, with sorrow following it. Would you wait for God today? I've learned patience in my life. Everything that God says I will get it. You don't need to go somewhere, do some stuff. Some of you have waited a long time. But the Bible says, yet a little while. You could just wait one extra year. It could be you are mentoring it this year. You just wait a little. Be patient with people. Be patient in your walk. I often tell my people, those around me, I said, I've been walking for 11 years, 10 years, 11 years. I left school many years ago. So there are things I can do now that you can't do. Don't get bothered. Come on, I don't know if you got that. Okay, you wouldn't have gotten that. Because I'm talking to people who left school 3 years ago. And they're like, both of us are graduates. No, but some of us have been on the way a long time now. Be careful with your business. Come on, will you take that 80,000 and put it there? Will you keep working at it? In the next 15 years, you'll be a millionaire. But no, today, our young people want to be millionaires now. Want to hit it now. Look at that boy. The boy you are looking at has been working for a long time. The man you are going, how can you compare yourself with the man? Married with 3 children. Just bought a Sequoia. Or such a car. And then you say, woo. He's a man. Come on, 3 children. One of them 17. When he was your age, he was probably just like you too. You are just 28. And you say, I've left school, I'm working. Look at my neighbor, just bought a Sequoia. Your neighbor, let's begin to analyze. How long? After he had patiently endured. Before you go and start comparing yourself with somebody else who has labored in for some time, be patient with your work. Be patient with your business. You get those 10,000, put 10,000 upon 10,000 upon 10,000, 5 times, it's 50,000 naira. Be patient. You're gonna go there. You're going to make it. You're going to make it with some patience. With some patience. You're going to walk. I started my business with debt. I was owing money. So I was working, earning money, and paying debt. Come on. But I said, today I'm free. I'm no longer paying debt. You start your business off, and you are owing. And you feel, I'm just strange. This business is just working. I'm just settling. Nothing in my hand. Nothing will be in your hand for the next 6 months. But come on. We did wait a year. We did wait 2 years. Bam. All that you're making now, you finish, you clear the debts. All you're making now, you put it into the business again. Bam. What I have now in my business is like times 10 of what I had when I started. Maybe more. I don't know. I can't do the math here right now in my head. You see. But I said it with them. If you're patient, you make it. Patience is the key. Come on, I said patience is the key. It's the key to stay with God, and you don't need to go into error. You don't need to go into error. And you make it. But if you want to make it tomorrow morning, come on, tomorrow morning, you have to leave God. Because God has the virtue. He tells us to have it as fruits in our own lives too. So, you know, he too is patience. Take your Bible, Psalm 40. Everybody, would you read for me? Would everybody read for me? But will you stop when the man says, I waited patiently for the Lord? Did you see that? Come on. I waited patiently for the Lord. Will you wait patiently for the Lord? Will you wait patiently for the Lord to do it? Because what he wants to do is a great work in your life. The Bible says he brought me up also out of a horrible pit. This guy was in a horrible pit. But guess what? I'm not going to buy rope. I'm going to try. I'm going to wait patiently for the Lord. Out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock and established my going. And he had put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. The fruit of patience. Come on. The fruit of patience. You're here. You're going through a tough time. Brothers and sisters, I know what you're going through. I've been patient with the Lord many years. I'm still patient with the Lord. I'm waiting patiently for the Lord. But the Bible says, I waited patiently for the Lord. So would you wait patiently for the Lord to do it in your life? To bring you out of that horrible pit? Would you wait patiently for the Lord to bring you out of that miry clay and set your feet upon the rock? And then the Bible says, you put a new song in your mouth. You are proud of what God has done in your life. You are proud of what God has done. I mean, you are excited, and people come around and they say, look at what God has done. Look at what God has done. But you never know how many years of patience you've had. You know how is it that many people come out and they say it came out of nowhere? They say it came out of nowhere. But nobody comes out of nowhere. Guess where he has been? I waited patiently for the Lord. I waited patiently for the Lord. Some people couldn't wait. That's why they couldn't make it. I waited patiently for the Lord. And so many people around you will say you come out of nowhere, but they'll hear your story. When they hear your story, they know you've been here for many years. But if you wait patiently for the Lord, you put everything together, he will get you out of the miry clay. You're passing through a tough time. It's difficult for you. You're wondering when is that time. I'm telling you, just a little while. Just a little while. Somebody blessed today. Understanding the place of power of patience in your walk of faith. Oh, Father, we give you praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord, I join the psalmist today. I wait patiently for you. Come on, would you say, Lord, I wait patiently for you. This year, 21, you've spoken to me. It's my year of newness. That newness is coming. That newness is coming in your life. In what area of your life you need newness? In what area of your life you need the power of God to come? He will come and he will save you. Just be patient with the Lord. Lord, I wait for you patiently today. I wait for you patiently today in my business, in my life. Lord, I trust you, Lord. I trust you, Lord. I trust you with the how. And I trust you with the when. Trust you with the how. I trust you with the when. I know my time for a miracle will come. I choose to be patient. Oh, Sabahalamaha. Would you pray today? The promises of God will come to pass for your life. If you will wait patiently for the Lord. I waited patiently for the Lord and he heard my cry. Where has he been all this while? He has been walking behind the scenes. He has been walking behind the scenes. Walking behind the scenes. He wanted you to just wait there. I'm walking behind the scenes. But you left before he came. I'm doing a great work. I'm arranging him. I'm arranging her. I'm arranging the place. Oh, Sabaka Hala Mahanos. Kasana Mahalanos. Bible says we have need of patience. We have need of patience. We have need of patience. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, thou prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies. What about he was preparing the table? And he told you to sit down and wait. But preparing the table is not a joke. You wipe the table, you put a tablecloth. You go make the food. Come on. You make the rice. If you are boiling rice. If it's beans, that is your favorite food, and he wants to make beans, it takes longer. So he chose to make your favorite food for you. Instead of just giving you a bye-bye. It's fine. Indomie is faster. But guess what? It doesn't really contain nutrients as such. Not healthy. My son, not the meaning of Indomie. Never. So you just say, don't run into me. You know when you come back from work, you're tired, they run into me. Just run into me. But it doesn't contain anything. He says, wait, you black beans, right? Would you sit down? He's preparing the table, doing all that stuff. Guess what you do? I'm tired of waiting for this girl. I'm tired of waiting for this girl. Waiting for this year. Don't say I've been a Christian. And you go, Baba, Duan. Okay, no problem. Baba does. No man of trouble follow you. Man of things in your life messed up. Is sometimes preparing a table. God is preparing a table for you. God is preparing a table for you. Will you patiently wait for that table? Will you stay, sit down? What he, when he's done, it's a feast. Hashabakataya. I said, when he's done, it's a feast. I'm waiting patiently for the Lord. I chose the feast. Come on. I chose the feast rather than running something fast. Let me just do something fast. Let me go. It's not a fast something. I choose to enjoy. True enjoyment. Come on, I want to pray this morning. Lord, I choose to wait for you. What you have for me is a feast. I choose the feast over one plate of indomie. I choose the feast over one plate of indomie. There's a feast with chicken and turkey and rice. And now the good was there. There's good stuff on the table. I choose to wait for the feast. That it's nothing. Eat shafts. I choose to wait. I choose to be patient.